This is the Sakar Muli of 18th of July 2026. Essence: sweet children, you mustn't have any of the desires that people of this old world have, because this world is to be destroyed. Question: what desire should you have at this confluence age, so that all your desires are fulfilled for all time? Answer: I have to become pure, remember the Father, and claim my full inheritance from Him. Just have this one desire, for it is with this desire that all other desires will be fulfilled forever. May you have a long life, may you have a son, may you be wealthy. You receive all of these blessings for the golden age. All of your desires will be fulfilled. Song: you are the mother and you are the father. Om Shanti. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, explains to you sweetest spiritual children, that is, to you souls. You know that the unlimited Father is blessing us. Those people bless you. May you have a son, may you have a long life, may you be wealthy. The Father now blesses you. May you have a long life. You will have a very long life. Even the son you have there will be one who gives happiness. Here all children cause sorrow. In the golden age all children give happiness. You children now know that the unlimited Father is giving you the inheritance of unlimited happiness. We really will become those who have long lives and a lot of wealth. You mustn't have any desires in your hearts now. All your desires are to be fulfilled in the golden age. You mustn't have any desires in this hell. Don't have any desire for wealth. Do not have a desire for a lot of wealth or a job with a high position. The stomach only wants a few chapatis. There mustn't be greed. If you do have a lot of wealth, that is going to be destroyed. You children know that Baba is making you into the masters of heaven. The Father now says, make a donation and the eclipse will be removed. What should you donate? Donate the five vices. By donating those, the omens will be removed and you will become 16 celestial degrees full. You know that you have to become full of all virtues and 16 celestial degrees full here. The five vices have to be donated. The Father says to you children, sweet children, have no desire other than that of receiving your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Very little time remains. It is said, a lot of time has passed, and only a short time now remains. There is little time left before this destruction, so don't have any desires in the old world. Simply continue to remember the Father. You children have to become Satopradhan by having remembrance. You mustn't have any desires like people in the world outside do. Simply have the desire to claim your inheritance of heaven from Shiv Baba. Don't cause anyone sorrow. To use the sword of lust on one another is the greatest sorrow of all. This is why sannyasis separate themselves from women. They say he has renounced everything. In the kingdom of Ravan, all souls are impure and sinful. There is now very little time left. If you don't follow the Father's Srimat, you won't become elevated. You children have to become the highest of all and this is why the five vices have to be donated, so that the eclipse can be removed. There are bad omens over everyone. Everyone has become completely ugly. The father says, if you want to claim your inheritance from me, then become pure. You have been becoming impure from the Copper Age and have become Tamopradan from Satopradan. This is why you sing, O Purifier, come, come and purify us. The Father's order is, children, don't become impure anymore. Conquer the great enemy of lust. You have received sorrow from this vice, from its beginning, through the middle, to the end. The Father says, you were completely pure in heaven. You have now become impure by following the dictates of Ravan. This is why you go in front of the deity idols and sing their praise. You are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full, completely viceless, whereas we are vicious. By becoming viceless, you have nothing but happiness. The Father says, I have now come to make you children viceless. You children now have to renounce all desires. You may do your business, etc., but also give the nectar of this knowledge to one another. It is said, why should I renounce nectar and drink poison? The Father says, do not have any desires. We will become completely Satopradan on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Only by having remembrance will the sins you have committed over 63 births be absolved. Now become viceless. Even though storms of Maya come, don't become impure. Change from humans into deities. You were Satopradan, worthy of worship deities, and then from being worthy of worship, you became worshippers. You were free from disease, and you then became diseased. You now have to become free from disease once again. When you were free from disease, you had long lifespans, whereas people now die suddenly without cause. Don't have any desires. All of those desires are dirty. You just have the one first-class desire to change from thorns into flowers. The Father says, remember me and you will become charitable souls. At this time there are bad omens over everyone. The whole of Bharat has bad omens over it. After that, there have to be the omens of Jupiter, good omens. You know that there are now the omens of Jupiter over you. Bharat was heaven. In the Golden Age, you had the omens of Jupiter over you. At this time, there are bad omens of Rahu over you. You are now receiving the omens of Jupiter from the Unlimited Father. You have happiness for 21 births when you have the omens of Jupiter. In the Silver Age, there are the omens of Venus. For as long as you remember the Father, you will have the omens of Jupiter. It has also been explained that everyone now has to return home. Therefore, continue to remember the Father so that your sins are absolved and you become able to fly. Maya has cut off your wings. You are now receiving God's directions through which you will become constantly happy. You will become the masters of heaven by following God's directions. You are claiming the sovereignty of the world. You receive God's direction, remember the Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Your sins will be absolved by having remembrance, and you will become pure. Only pure souls become worthy of heaven. There you will have long lifespans and bodies that are free from disease. You will also have a lot of wealth. They never adopt anyone there. The father says, "May you have a long life, and may you have a lot of wealth. You will also definitely have a son." At this time, the father adopts all of you. Then, in the golden age, no one is adopted. There, they just have one son and one daughter through the power of yoga. Some ask, "How will children be born there?" There is just the power of yoga. It is fixed in the drama. Everyone in the golden age is yogi. Sri Krishna is called Yogeshwar. It isn't that Sri Krishna stays in yoga. He is a completely pure yogi. God made everyone Yogeshwar, and so they remain yogis in the future. The Father has made you into yogis. Yogis have long lifespans, whereas bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures, have short lifespans. God has made you children pure, taught you yoga, and made you into deities. They are called yogis. Yogis and rishis are pure. It has been explained to you that you are Raj Rishis. You are studying Raja Yoga to claim a royal status. At this time, you have to remember the Father. You mustn't have any wrong desires to have a child here. In that case, you would have to indulge in vice and use the sword of lust. Those who are body conscious use the sword of lust. Those who are soul conscious don't use the sword of lust. The Father says, "Become pure." He speaks to you souls. Now don't use this sword of lust. Become pure and all your sorrow will be removed. He makes you into the masters of heaven. The Father gives you so much happiness. You have to claim your full inheritance from the Father. He is the Lord of the poor. It is remembered that Sudama gave a handful of rice and received a palace in return. Baba gives you the inheritance for 21 births. You also understand that everyone has to return home. Any of you can help in Shiv Baba's task of establishment as much as you want. Open a university or hospital at home. Write on a board, "Sisters and brothers, if you want to become ever healthy and wealthy for 21 births, come inside and understand how. We will show you the way to become ever healthy and wealthy in a second." You are surgeons. Surgeons definitely put up a board. How else would people know about them? You can also put a board up outside your home. Explain the secret of the two fathers to anyone who comes. You have been receiving limited inheritances from limited fathers. The unlimited father says, "Constantly remember me alone, and you will receive your unlimited inheritance." At the exhibitions, first of all, explain this with projectors. This is what you will become by making this effort. It is now the confluence age. The Iron Age has to change into the Golden Age. You people of Bharat were Satopradhan. You have now become Tamopradhan. The Father says, "Remember me and you will become the masters of heaven." There are just the two terms, remember Alpha and the sovereignty is yours. It is with this remembrance that you will stay in happiness. Don't have any type of desire in this dirty world. Here you are making effort to die alive. Those people say that so-and-so became a resident of heaven after he died. You tell everyone that you are remembering the Father in order to become residents of heaven. You receive unlimited happiness from him. If you remember the Father, you will never weep or wail. Storms of Maya do come, but don't worry about them. Storms of Maya will come. This is a battle. If you have bad or sinful thoughts, you are just wasting your time unnecessarily. Storms will pass. They will not stay here forever. I have to wake up early in the morning and remember the Father and claim my inheritance from the Father. Have this concern inside you. The Father doesn't give you any other difficulty. Simply remember the Father and forget everyone else. Everyone is already dead. Just talk about these things among yourselves. Baba, I will now only remember you. I will claim my inheritance of heaven from you. Make time. I will definitely wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and remember the Father. I will also remember the cycle. The Father has given us this knowledge of the Creator and creation. We know the human world tree. How we take 84 births is in your intellects. We are now going back home, and we will then go to heaven once again to play our parts. We are souls. The soul receives a kingdom. By remembering the Father, you claim a right to the inheritance. This is Raja Yoga. You remember the Father. You have become the masters of the world innumerable times through the unlimited Father. You then became residents of hell and are now becoming residents of heaven by having remembrance of the one Baba. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that your sins will be burnt away. This is why this is called the fire of yoga. You Brahmins are Raj Rishis. Rishis are always pure. By remembering the Father, you claim your inheritance of the kingdom. You must no longer have any desire to indulge in vice. That is a dirty desire. You now have to claim your inheritance from the Father from beyond this world. You can also remember him when you are ill. The Father loves his children. Baba has to write letters to so many children. Shiv Baba makes him write them. You also write letters, Shiv Baba, care of Brahma. All of us children of Shiv Baba are brothers. The spiritual Father comes and purifies us, and this is why he is called the Purifier. He purifies all souls. I don't leave anyone out. Even matter becomes pure. You know that even matter will be pure in the Golden Age. Even bodies are impure now, and this is why people go to bathe their bodies in the Ganges. However, those souls don't become pure. It is only with the fire of yoga that they can be purified. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. essence for dharana. 1. Don't have any wrong type of desire in this iron-aged world. In order to become completely Satopradhan, follow God's directions. 2. Only have the one desire to return home after becoming pure. Your final thoughts will lead you to your destination, so don't waste your time with the storms of Maya. Blessing. May you remain free from limited things and remain constantly busy doing unlimited service with your powerful attitude. Just as Sakar Baba could not see anything but service, in the same way, you children also have to remain busy doing unlimited service with your powerful attitude, so that all limited things then finish automatically. To give time to limited things is like playing with dolls, through which time and energy are wasted. So do not waste your time or the powers that you have accumulated over trivial matters. Slogan. In order to achieve success in the service you do, let your words, behavior, and activity be influential. Abhyakt signal. Stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. According to the time, while you Brahmins are bringing souls closer, you must also continue to serve to make the atmosphere as powerful as a fire. For this, you can have bhatis and deep discussions amongst yourselves, but you have to experience the intense form of love and also give others this experience. Remain busy in doing this service, and all the trivial matters will be transformed. Om Shanti.